For many people living along the lower Yukon River, commercial fishing is their primary income. But after the Yukon summer chum salmon arrived late and weak this year, the fishing season that just started is about to come to an end. The summer chum run doesn't last long, about a month and a half, from early June to mid-July. During that time, over 1.2 million chum salmon swim up the Yukon River. Fishermen usually start selling their catches that first week of June, with openings occurring almost daily. This year, that didn't happen. Instead, commercial openings started in July, less than 2 weeks before the season ends. Here's why. For most of the summer chum run tracked below the notorious chum crash in 2000. The run didn't start building in any significant way until late June. And then it shot up, high enough to, finally, in early July, allow for commercial harvest. But for many commercial fishermen, it was too late. They can't afford to fish.
We don't go firefighting. We don't have tourism. We don't have mining. All we have is our commercial fishery.
John Lamont lives in Amonic and spoke on a fishery teleconference earlier this week. By that point, commercial fishermen had had only four openings to catch and sell chum salmon.
We always use that economic benefit to maintain our way of life. This summer, with four openings and very few fishermen going out there, there's going to be a lot of hurt.
To alleviate that hurt, managers are loosening the rules. There's enough surplus summer chum in the Yukon River for fishermen to sell hundreds of thousands of them. But with a month and a half long fishing season reduced to less than 2 weeks, there's no way they'll be able to harvest all that surplus. So with most of the king salmon already upriver, managers are allowing commercial fishermen to use gill nets during these openings instead of just dip nets and beach seines. And any king salmon caught in those nets can be sold along with the chum. This is big. King salmon were sold for one day in 2017. Before that, it hadn't happened since 2010. For decades, the Yukon River has been under tight restrictions to rebuild its king salmon population throughout both its American and Canadian tributaries. An international treaty sets the total number of kings that can be taken in both countries. This summer, the river saw its highest king run in 5 years. A sign of progress. Now that king run in the lower Yukon is coming to an end, biologists estimate about 95% of kings have passed through the lower waters. Research shows the kings headed all the way to Canada are the first to swim up the Yukon, and any kings in the lower river this late in the season are bound for U.S. waterways. So managers say that selling the kings caught in commercial chum gear will not hurt the run of kings swimming up the Yukon to Canada. They estimate only a few hundred kings would be sold at most. Also, king salmon sell for significantly more than chums. The opportunity will give fishermen in the lower river a chance to earn a little extra cash. Many will need it. Managers are already expecting a weak fall chum run to follow. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.